Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us now, Marissa Gillette, the chairwoman of PURA, our Public Utility Regulatory Authority. Marissa, you've had some week.
I've had a good week. How about you?
I'm great. I've had a great week, but I'm in a professional capacity. Holy cow. So let's just talk about this. You were, and on behalf of PURA, you didn't do this alone, but you guys decided that Aquarian, frankly, wanted to charge water users too much money. And in a rate case, you said not so fast. And your authority to tamp down this rate increase was challenged by Aquarian. And in a pretty decisive decision, our court agreed with you. Is that a fair synopsis?
That is, and it's on the heels of, so this was a Superior Court ruling, of course, but this is on the heels of the discussion that we had last month with the Connecticut Supreme Court upholding a PURA decision in another rate case. So I am definitely pleased with the direction that things are heading.
And as far as the consumer, tell us what you did to help us.
Sure. So folks may remember a rate case proceeding is where a utility that we regulate comes in and they ask in a pretty lengthy application for usually an increase to their rates. And these are increased to the distribution rates. So the rates that in the water case, the rates that would cover new infrastructure, water mains, expenses of running a utility, things like that. And PURA, along with other stakeholders like state agencies, sometimes environmental groups will intervene, low-income advocates, will have a pretty lengthy proceeding. This one lasted 6 months, and other rate cases certainly last longer, where we dig into the request that the utility is making. And importantly, it's the burden of the utility to demonstrate that what they're asking for is a just and reasonable rate. They've provided adequate evidence of it. And ultimately, what in a 2-1 decision PURA made last March, we concluded that the company had not met its burden in any way, in many ways. And while they were asking for a pretty hefty increase, we ultimately ordered that rates should be reduced from their current levels. And we made some other actions in that rate case, such as setting some metrics by which the compensation for the executives of Aquarian and Eversource, they would have to achieve certain metrics before they could recover their compensation and rates. So we did a few other things like that in that case, too.
Well, the judge said that PURA has broad discretion in setting the rates. And I, you know, they may appeal it, but it looks like it's pretty consistent with recent jurisprudence coming from the Supreme Court, right?
It is. And you know what? My point all along has been that it's not just consistent with the recent jurisprudence, but it's also consistent with traditional utility rate making. And I think that that's been really a talking point of certain people over the past year is, you know, alleging that PURA has changed course or you know, change the rules of the game midstream. And my position all along has been that that's not the case, but rather we're taking, you know, traditional tried and true principles and applying them with rigor. And the court, I think, is pretty decisive in this opinion in saying that not only do we have broad discretion, but we've applied traditional utility rate-making principles, and we were within our discretion to do so.
So let me ask you this. How come there was a recent kerfuffle, and you have to tell me about this? Vincent Candelora is the Republican minority leader in our House, right? See the House? I think he's the House. Yeah. And there, it came across my horizon that he was criticizing you for taking an interest in all of these rates. In fact, this is a quote in a written statement. The nature of the rate increase from Eversource should be a wake-up call to the governor, PURA Chairman Gillette, and my Democrat colleagues in the legislature who seem to revel in passing mandates and taking populist potshots at utilities. What you're doing isn't working, and in fact, it's making life more stressful for ratepayers. And he goes on to say, preventing utilities from forecasting expenditures and recovering costs associated with providing services and system upgrades sounds great in a constituent mailer or newspaper article, but it doesn't make these costs go away. It only defers them. And so he's talking about the $160 million price tag from consumers who say they couldn't pay. Now the bill is due. And he says, you as a regulator are playing a, quote, dangerous game that lacks a clear strategy, leaving ratepayers in the crosshairs while degrading the utility's relationship with investors. What do you make about all this? He's coming out pretty hard.
I'm not sure I'd read that full quote. So, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Of course, I would say that I, you know, respectfully disagree. I think I do have a very clear strategy, and that strategy has always been to balance the interests that come before us. You and I have talked for many months, in fact, probably years now, about my desire to educate the public, not just about what's in your rates currently, but about how to engage in the process and to affect the outcome. As a probate judge yourself, you're very familiar with that we can only make decisions based on the evidence, you know, put in the record before us. So,
that's right. And people should know that you're a lawyer. Pardon me, Marissa Gillette. They should know that as well, that you come to this from a legal background.
Yes, and also an engineering one. So mm-hmm. I would you know, pride myself on being able to understand the technical and legal aspects of what's put in front of me. I'm coming to this from a background of having worked at a regulatory body in another state as well. So, you know, I've had exposure to how other states do things. So, I, you know, I have a strategy. I think it's been articulated pretty clearly in decisions that we've issued. These rate case decisions, they're several hundred pages. So, you know, we didn't write several hundred pages and say nothing. So, you know, there's some strategy put out there, and I really just would encourage people to learn more about our stakeholder compensation program that we talked about last month.
And you've also told people to go on, what is it, energyct.com, EnergyCT. What's the one where people can, what's it called?
It's EnergizeCT.com.
EnergizeCT.com. We always want to tell people about this because EnergizeCT.com is a painless, free, F-R-E-E way for you to constantly be jiggering your utility providers so that you're paying the cheapest cost to get utility into your own house. And I routinely go on this now seasonally, and I just change it up so that I can always get the cheapest electricity.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. And now is the exact time of the year that you want to be looking at this because standard service rates change twice a year. The next one's coming up on July 1st. So the rates that will be charged for the supply portion of your bill for the second half of the year, those will be announced around May 15th. So people should make sure that you understand how to use energizect.com. We have a tutorial on our YouTube page that we've shared through you before as well. But this is definitely the time of year where you want to be familiarizing yourself with the options that are out there.
And once again, no cost to cancel or switch back from one to another. You just do it whenever you want. No cost, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you don't know the difference. It's not like somebody comes to your house and changes a wire. It's literally seamless for the homeowner. You don't do anything, but you press a button.
That's absolutely correct. These are financial transactions. Eversource or UI is going to remain your distribution utility. What we're talking about here is finding a competitor for the supply portion of your bill.
And there's a significant difference, isn't there, per whatever kilowatt hour? There's a big range. It's not just a couple of cents, right?
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There is, and that hasn't always historically been the case, which is why we encourage people to check their rates twice a year to make sure that the rate you have with the supplier remains competitive compared to what's called the standard service rate, which is the default rate that you'll get from your utility. So you need to stay cognizant and you know, shopper beware, but for the past couple of years, as the markets have been more volatile than usual, there are definitely significant savings to be achieved by shopping for your electricity provider.
So do you feel, just circling back a little bit, Marissa Gillette, now that people know you and they are associating Pure with you and you've had an impact and your decisions have withstood the test of the judiciary thus far, how are you feeling in terms of being in the political hot seat more and more? You are becoming the focus. You are. I mean, this was a lot of vitriol specifically named at you in this written statement by Mr. Candelora, who's angry that, you know, that a big business like Eversource may not be that happy to be doing business with Connecticut. You know, my feeling is personally, if it isn't Eversource, it'll be somebody else who'll be very happy to take a monopoly. And Eversource continues to be one of the most profitable drivers, if you buy a stock utility, to its shareholders. So internally, they're still having no problem giving money back to, you know, to the bigger market in which they do business. But how do you feel in this position? Is it getting a little hairy for you? Are you staying the course? Like, how are you feeling about this?
I appreciate you asking, because certainly, you know, everyone signs up to do a job, and I continue to do the job. I love the work. I have built a really great team around me, a really dedicated, passionate staff who, you know, they're the ones doing the work and making the big difference in the way we regulate the utilities. I'm really grateful for them. And you know, I just keep trying to take a step back and remind folks that we are talking about monopoly utilities here, and they have a statutory obligation to provide safe, reliable, affordable service. And, you know, it's also Pura's responsibility to monitor the financial health of these companies. So, you know, there's a balance, and we need to all make sure that we're striking that balance, because even though these are privately owned utilities, they're providing public goods that we all rely on. And, you know, it's easy. It would be easy to fall down the rabbit hole of being consumed by, you know, some of the personal attacks and the op-eds or other things. But I got to be honest with you. There's a point in time where I stopped reading them because
good for you. That's the right. I think that's what you look. It's not like you're going to shut your head to criticism that's legitimate, but and that's fine. That's going to filter through anyway. But you should not obsess about all this stuff. You can't. I'll tell you something. It's easy to. It's easy to obsess about, you know, when your name is in the press. So good for you.
Sure. Yeah. And I think it took me a while to get to the point where I didn't read them. But I, look for ways to respond to appropriate constructive criticism. And I rely very heavily on my staff to make sure that I am, not too far down a rabbit hole.
Well, you know, Marissa Gillette, this is the thing. I was asked recently in an interview by Dan Woog about on 06880 and really a shout out because he did really it was so much fun being on the other side of the mic. I really enjoyed it. And it was a great interview. But I remember when he asked me something about balancing being a probate judge and being on the radio. And my answer to him is the answer that I want you to, because I'm older than you. So this is a little bit of Jewish mother advice, and this is it. If you just return and you keep remembering the reason why you took the job and you come from a place where you really care about public service, then it centers you, and it's very easy to keep doing your job.
Mm-hmm. I think that is excellent advice. And, I come from a background where I had very strong role models in both of my parents and, to watch them, they were in public service their whole life, running for school boards, doing volunteer work. So I think it's very easy, as you say, to get lost, but recentering yourself and making sure that you understand where the constructive criticism comes from, I'm trying to find my way through that.
We've got one caller, Al from Easton. Go ahead, Al. You're on the air with our Pura Chair, Marissa Gillette. Go ahead, Al. Hi.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hi. I have a question. I use the Energize and get the cheapest rate, but what I don't understand is how it works. In other words, UI is my normal supplier. Mm-hmm. Now, if I take Company X and I get a rate from them, I don't understand how the electricity gets from that company to here when there's all these different companies, and how is it separated so it's coming from that company?
Oh, fantastic question. So earlier in the call or in the show when I mentioned that these are financial transactions and that nothing physically happens, let me go back to that answer to answer your question. So these third-party suppliers, they are, think about the energy markets kind of like Wall Street, or they're trading, and these companies are making sure that they're purchasing enough electricity on the regional market to fulfill the needs of you, their end-use customers. But it's really a financial transaction, and the utility, in your case, UI, is providing the infrastructure over which those electrons are flowing. So you can rest assured that as a customer of, one of these distribution utilities, that the electricity is going to flow to you, whether it's coming from a third-party supplier or from the standard service product, but it's a financial transaction.
They're just trading it out. They're just trading it out. Yeah.
They're trading it. What I don't understand is there's all these different companies. I realize it's financial, but my neighbor's getting it from UI, another neighbor somewhere else. How does it come actually from that company and they know it's from there? That's what's confusing.
Yeah, it is confusing, but it's really just a paper trade. So they are telling the utility that you have become their supply customer and that they need to charge you X rate. It's called a EDI transaction. It happens monthly where they're sending a signal to the utility that you have entered into a contract with them for X rate. So it's a behind-the-scenes billing transaction.
Right. So nothing is changing, Al. In terms of the way you're actually getting your power to your house, literally nothing is changing. But at the top of the food chain on the bill, UI is saying to whoever, we have to bill Al this rate, not that rate, because he has a contract and he's entitled to be billed that other rate. And it's as simple as that.
Exactly.
Is that right,
Marissa? The billing I understand. I guess my question was, how does, when a UI sees it, how do they realize it's actually coming from Company X that I did it
from? It's not really coming from Company X. Company X has decided as a financial matter that they can control X percent of the market as a contract, and now they're reselling it to you.
Okay.
So it's all contracts. It's all paperwork. It has nothing to do with the way the power actually gets to us.
Gotcha. That makes more
100%
sense.
Right.
Is that right, Marissa? Did I get it?
That is 100% right. And Lisa, I'll welcome you to the Pure 101 Roadshow anytime you want to come.
Okay. Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
A pleasure, Al. Thanks for joining us. And Marissa Gillette, it's always really an honor and a privilege to have you on the show. And on behalf of me and consumers in Connecticut everywhere, we applaud your approach and your commitment to public service and fairness.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's always a pleasure to join you.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@LisaWexler.com.